This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What better way to celebrate the 100th birthday of the Great American Road Trip than to recreate that very first journey? That's what my next guest is doing. He's tooling across the country in a restored 1915 Ford Model T touring car, following in the tire tracks of 21-year-old Edsel Ford, son of Henry Ford. Mark Gessler and Casey Maxson are with the Historical Vehicle Association, and they embarked on their Model T adventure July 17th from the Henry Ford Estate in Dearborn. Mark Gessler is with us now from, well, just where are you today, Mark?
Well, we are in central Kansas at McPherson College.
Trudging along Kansas in your Model T, and your ultimate destination?
Is San Francisco, California. Back in the day, this was the site of the World's Fair. It was the Panama Pacific International Exposition, and it was a celebration of the completion of the Panama Canal. And it provides motivation for people to go west and see San Francisco. Well, a number of them went by train. It was really the year that sort of kicked off the Great American Road Trip, and it's, you know, was, you know, hundreds of people and possibly thousands took to the car and ended up in San Francisco.
And among them, Edsel Ford and some friends, right?
Absolutely. His boyhood pals. They were all in their early 20s. You know, a number of them had been off in college, and they were home for the summer. And in many ways, this was, it seemed like just, you know, a pleasure trip. And the remarkable thing was the diary that they left behind. They took literally over 200 photographs and a daily log of the trip. And then they recorded this in a diary that was made into a souvenir book, as it was called, for each of the participants. And one of those souvenir books survived to today. And we just, you know, we cracked it open, and it was just a joy to see really probably one of the most well-documented early trips across America that was purely for pleasure.
Exactly why are you doing this?
Well, we're out to share America's automotive heritage with the American people, and we felt that this was the best way to do this year in sharing Edsel Ford's epic trip. And in doing so, we're trying to draw attention to the fact that we're sort of losing out on the opportunity to really record the heritage of the automobile. And in this country, the buildings that we have are on the National Historic Vehicle Register. There's almost 90,000 buildings on the National Register, and we celebrate our aviation heritage with the most visited museum on the planet, the National Air and Space. But sadly, the automobile's sort of been lost in this mix, and we're working with the U.S. Department of Interior and Library of Congress to develop the National Historic Vehicle Register to ensure that these great relics and great pieces of heritage are shared with future generations.
And here you are. You're a 2015-era driver in a 1915 car getting 7 miles to the gallon with a top speed of what?
Oh, we get up to about 35 miles an hour, but that's it's probably more averaging around somewhere in the high 20s.
So we know you're not going to get any speeding tickets on this trip, are you, Mark?
I certainly hope not. but I'll tell you, the signs that probably drives every other American crazy, which is, you know, 35 and 25 miles per hour, you know, are just joys for us to see, because then the traffic behind us slows down and it makes things a little bit more comfortable for us.
I'm wondering what kind of reaction you're getting, and if there's any problems sharing your road space with modern vehicles.
Well, when we pull into gas stations and as we pull into Shell stations across the country, it's just, you know, we get a super warm reception from everybody. Everybody loves what we're doing, and that's super nice. The other aspect about it, when we're out on the roads, amazingly in middle America, everybody is sort of patient. And I think it's because, you know, there's farm implements out there, and people are used to that, and they're used to being following behind slower moving traffic and being aware that there probably is some slower moving traffic somewhere along the roadway. So it's that sort of thing that it makes us feel a little bit better about it.
And also just getting off freeways and actually getting on roads and seeing America must be kind of a pleasure.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that I think a lot of folks do think that we are on the freeway, and we are not on the freeway. We are on the back roads of America, and we are taking every dirt road that we possibly can. It's actually the most comfortable for us. It's most comfortable for the car, and many of those roads are duplicating what was done in period.
How temperamental is the Model T?
Thus far, it's been very good to us. We had a little bit of fuel problems early on, but we figured out and diagnosed the problem and made some repairs. And then yesterday we had a fan belt. It's a leather fan belt. It's that's on there, and it was slipping off, and but we diagnosed that problem and made a road repair, and everything's fine. So, and today, I mean, we have the great comfort of today being at McPherson College, which has one of the only auto restoration academic programs in the country. So, and Casey Maxson is a graduate here, and the college has invited us in to spend the day. It's our, as we're calling it, a rest and repair day.
A rest and repair day. What has been your very favorite moment so far, Mark?
The very favorite moments thus far has probably been crossing into Missouri and just the wonderful countryside that we were able to see there. And similarly, yesterday, I'd not spent much time in Kansas and hadn't, you know, traveled along at 25 miles an hour, and just observing the vastness of the landscape and just thinking back to, you know, that it hasn't really changed much in 100 years, I'm sure. I mean, the roads are paved, but it's still kind of the way it was.
And when do you expect to get to San Francisco, or hope to get to San Francisco?
Yeah, we hope to get to San Francisco around the 19th of August. So it'll take us a little bit more than a month. We have a couple of, as we call it, rest and repair days along the way, and then we'll stop in Monterey for the annual car week, and we'll be there about 5 days. And then we'll head up to San Francisco for a celebration at the Palace of Fine Arts, which is the remaining structure from the 1915 Panama Pacific International Exposition.
Following a journey taken 100 years ago by then 21-year-old Edsel Ford. We've been talking to Mark Gessler, president of the Historic Vehicle Association, and you can follow Mark and Casey's Model T journey. Just go to drivehistory.org. Safe driving, and thanks for sharing your journey with us, Mark.
Well, it's a pleasure sharing it with you. Thank you.